Look, officer, like I told you, I just met the guy. I didn't know he was planning on robbing a bank on our date. And can you please stop shining that light in my eyes? And what kind of interrogation cell is this anyway? Bare concrete walls? Bare light bulb shining over my head? And it's probably one of those old-fashioned ones, too. You're wasting electricity, you know. And why can't there be some female officers present while you're questioning me, too? You're making me feel intimidated. I could sue you, you know, for sex discrimination. Oh, all right. You just want the facts, ma'am. I'll give you just the facts, and then maybe I can get out of here. Hey, you got any bubble gum or something? You're making me nervous, and I always need to do something with my mouth to relieve my stress. Okay. No bubble gum. How about a smoke? You got any weed on you? I'm sorry. I forgot. We're at a police station. No smoking, huh? Oh, all right. You want me to start at the beginning? Okay. I was born on I went to kindergarten. More? And then I was in high school and... Oh, right. I bought my date tonight. Well, it all started when I signed up at this new dating site called Kakakundadu. You know, for people who just want to get it on, like, right away. And so I was looking through the pictures of the guys available tonight. This was like hours ago. And this one guy caught my attention. He looked kind of cute, in a boyish sort of way, in his main safe-for-work photo. And then, when I clicked on his other photos, you know, the not-safe-for-work ones, well, he just about took my breath away, if you know what I mean. And I decided I wanted to get to know him better. You know. And so we made arrangements to meet at the Brown Derby. I had this little black number that I wanted to wear. I'd been saving it for special occasions. It was one of those dresses that was made of this all stretchy spandex material. And it was cut low on top and showed off my upper charms. It made me look really busty. And the skirt part was long, but it had split seams on the side, so it showed off my legs as I walked. And the seams were split all the way up to the waist, too. So, of course, I wasn't wearing any panties. But I digress. So I drove my car over to the restaurant and met him at the bar. We had to wait for a table, and he bought me a couple of drinks while we were waiting. I just love those Derby grogs with the little umbrellas in them. And while we talked and got to know each other, he told me all about himself and how he had this really big important job that paid him lots of money and how he could get any girl he wanted, but he decided to try this new dating website on a lark. And when he got my message and he saw my pics, he decided that I was just what he needed for the night. And so we were both excited and getting turned on and rubbing up against each other at the bar. It was really dark in there, too. So I don't think anybody noticed when he put his hand around my waist and found my split seam. And then he could feel that I wasn't wearing any panties. And then his hand traveled down lower to my crotch area. And I could feel his fingers in my bush. Am I going into too much detail, officer? Because if I am, I could just jump ahead and... Oh, okay. You need all the details for your report. Oh, okay. I understand. Well, as I was saying, I could feel his fingers creeping through my bush, and then down lower, he put his fingers right there. You know, there. And I could feel myself getting wet for him. And so I decided fair is fair, and I put my hand right on his bulge. You know, his bulge. Right there at the bar. And boy, oh boys, his picture sure didn't lie. He had this huge bulge in his pants, and I was feeling it getting bigger and harder and thicker the more I laid my hand on it. And I couldn't wait for tonight when we could, you know, get it on. So anyway, then the band started playing, and he asked me to dance. It was a slow dance tune, and he put his arms around me and held me close, but not before he got a peek down the top of my dress, and he saw what I was packing, a pair of 38 double Ds. And I could tell he liked them, because I felt his cock lurch against my cunt mound as he pulled me against his crotch while we were slow dancing. And then he ground his crotch against me, and I could feel his cock. Remember, I wasn't wearing any panties, and I could feel myself getting so wet. And then somehow, one of the straps on my dress fell off my shoulder, and little by little, one side of my dress started falling down, and my left tit was getting exposed, and all of a sudden, he leaned down, and I felt his mouth on my nipple as he licked and lathed it with his wet tongue, and so I leaned back to give him more room to suck my tits, all the while grinding my gash against his cock bulge. And good thing it was so dark in that bar, too, or else we could have gotten arrested. Funny, huh? And then he covered my left tit with his right hand and was squeezing and mauling it as he kissed his way up my neck until his mouth was on my lips, and he struck his tongue inside my mouth, and we were playing swallow the sword with our tongues, and then he kissed his way over to my ear and whispered sweet nothings, stuff like, oh, I don't know, how much he wanted to fuck me, how he wanted to stick his cock inside my fuck hole, how he wanted to give me a spunk, how he wanted to feel my mouth on his cock, how he wanted to feel his cock between my tits. And all the while he was whispering in my ear, he was grinding his cock bulge against my cunt mound. And I was so ready. He could have taken me right then and there, right on the barroom floor. But then the buzzer sounded and our table was ready. So fuck, we had to stop our flirting and go get our meal, when all we really wanted to do was go back to his place and fuck. Fuck. Are you getting all this down, officer? Am I going too fast for you? I noticed that you stopped taking notes, and so I wondered. Oh, you're recording my statement. Oh, yeah, good idea. I want a copy for when I sue your pants off for false arrest. So anyway, we ordered our meal because we knew we would need to keep up our energy for later tonight, you know. He ordered a steak, burnt, with a side order of ketchup for his vegetable, while I ordered lobster. This is when I felt my first misgivings of the night. I wished he would have ordered the Rocky Monster oysters so he could keep up his strength for tonight at his place. But he said his car was, I don't know what he was talking about at this point, because I just couldn't stop watching him eat his burnt steak covered with ketchup. But anyway, we finished our meal and I drove us back to his place. He said his car was in the repair shop and so I had to drive us, which was okay. I didn't mind. His apartment was on the upper floor, and it looked out over the water, and you could see all the city lights sparkling over the water. Then he put on some soft music, and we started slow dancing again, just like when we were at the bar. Only now, we didn't have to worry about other people interrupting us. And as he held me in his strong arms, and we swayed to the music, he started grinding his crotch against my cunt mound again. And we just picked up where we left off. And pretty soon, I felt his hands on my shoulders, exerting a little bit of pressure. And I know what that meant. He wanted me to suck his cock. And so I obeyed his unspoken command and got down on my knees and started sliding down his body. And then he told me to unzip his pants, that he'd been wanting to feel my mouth on his cock all evening. But I wasn't to use my hands, just my teeth and my lips and my mouth. And so I somehow was able to nuzzle my face into his zipper placket and grab onto his zipper tab with my teeth and pull it down. It was a little bit of a struggle because his cock was so big and hard and the zipper didn't want to go down. But finally, I got his pants unzipped. And then this huge monster cock popped out and hit me smack in the face. And he was rubbing his cock all over my face. And he was leaking pre-cum like you wouldn't believe. And he was getting it all over my face and my cheeks and my nose and my eyes and my lips as he kept smearing his cock around. It was so dirty, officer. And then he grabbed hold of his cock and rubbed it along the seam of my lips and told me to open my mouth for him. He wanted to feel his cock in my mouth, and he wanted me to suck his cock. And so I opened my mouth for him, and I let him push his cock inside. It was so big, it hit the back of my mouth right off the bat. And then he told me to suck it. Here, I'll demonstrate it for you. See, I open my mouth like this. And let's just pretend my finger is his cock. And I took his cock into my mouth and I started sucking his head. And all the time, his hands were in the back of my head, guiding my face up and down on his cock as he continued to thrust his shaft into my mouth. His cock was huge. I've never had such a big cock before. I was making like cunt soaking wet. And so I slid my hand underneath my skirt through the split seam and started fingering my gash as I sucked his cock. Ow. Ow. Oh. I told you to take more of it in my mouth. But it had so much more to give me. And they wanted me to take them down my throat. But I had no choice at this point because he just kept pushing more and more of his cock through my mouth and down my throat like this. I was choking at it, gagging at it, you know, while he said, "Good girl, you're doing so good for Daddy. Keep gagging on my cock. Keep your throat open, little girl. Daddy's got a lot more to give you." And then one more of his cock down my throat, and I was like choking on it and gagging. I could hardly get my breath. But all the time, he just kept holding my head and fucking his cock down my throat. And I just held it there until I started beating my hands at his thighs, sliding down. And then he released my head so I could grab a breath. And then he told me how pretty I looked with his cock in my mouth like that. And then he pulled down the top portion of my little black dress so he could see my naked tits. I wasn't wearing a bra. And he grabbed both my tits and he held them together while he slid his monster 10-inch cock in between them. And he started fucking my tits. He had me spit on them to make my tits wetter for him for when he slid in between them. Oh, oh, I just was looking up at him while he was fucking my tits, and I smiled into his eyes, and I absolutely loved what we were doing. I loved sucking his big fat monster cock, and I loved how he was holding on my tits and flicking my nipples as he was sliding his cock in between my titty tunnel. And then he grabbed my head again and fucked my lips as he was fucking my tits. Smearing his pre-cum all over my nipples and my lips. And I could lick his tip and swallow his pre-cum. And all the time I'm fingering my wet gash and humping my hand. And then he picked me up and carried me over to the couch where he spread my legs and pushed up the middle section of my skirt so my cunt was accessible to his face as he licked and sucked on my clit. And I was in seventh heaven, let me tell you, feeling his tongue lick my gash and then nibble and suck my clit, and I was grabbing his head and forcing his face harder between my legs and humping his face as he ate me. And oh God, officer, it was so good. It is, oh God, jeez, you have no idea how good that felt. Anyway, then he raised up for a minute, and the next thing I knew, his cock was right there at the entrance to my fuckhole. He just laid it there and was looking up at my eyes as they slowly pushed his cock inside my snatch. It wouldn't go in at first because I'm so small and tight down there, and it hurt, and I screamed that it was too big. Take it out. It hurts. Take it out. Please take it out. It's hurting me. But he just ignored me and kept on pushing and shoving his monster cock inside me, saying that all the girls scream when he fucks them. But he ignores it and knows the only way is to just keep going, and eventually it'll feel good to the girl. And sure enough, after a few minutes, my cunt expanded wide enough so as to accept his big, huge, swollen, thick cock inside my fuckhole. And he started fucking me really deep, thrusting deep inside me, pounding my cunt. And I could see my belly poke out every time he thrust deep inside me. His cock was that big. And I knew he was pushing my insides all out of shape. But I didn't care because he was fucking me so good. And all the time he was talking dirty to me, telling me how much he liked seeing his cock go in and out of my cunt. How good my cunt felt around his cock, how his balls were so full of cum, how he hadn't come in a week, and how he was just dying to shoot his load inside me, how he was going to give me his baby seat. And then I started getting scared because I didn't want a baby, officer, and we were fucking bareback. And so I tried to push him off me, but he wouldn't budge. He just kept fucking me harder and longer and deeper, and then his cock was right up tight against my cervix. I could feel him getting bigger and more swollen, and I knew he was ready to shoot, and then he was pumping his seed right directly into my womb. But I didn't care, because I was coming so hard around his cock anyway that I wanted his baby batter. I wanted him to impregnate me, and it was so good, officer. Oh, God, yeah. Well, after a few minutes of cuddling and him promising to call me tomorrow, he said he needed to do an errand and asked me if I could give him a ride. So I thought, honey, I'll do anything for you. And so we got dressed and hopped in my electric car and had me drive to the bank. And it was one of those all-night banks, open 24/7. And so he had me park right out front in the no parking zone. And he said he would just be a minute. And so he real quick, like, jumped out of the car and ran into the bank. And before I knew it, he was back again with one of those free bags they give new customers. Only this one was bulky. So I figure he got a bunch of promotional freebies. And then he said we had to go and make it quick. And so I gunned the engine, but I forgot my battery was low. And so the car just sputtered and lurched. And we made it a few feet, but then it stalled. And that's how you caught us, officer. That's my story. Now, can I go free, please? I told you everything you wanted to know, didn't I? Including all the intimate details of our date. What do you mean I have to stay a little longer? That you're unclear of some of the details? Officer? Officer, why are you getting up from your desk? Officer, why do you have a bulge in your uniform pants like that? Officer, why are you walking towards me with a sly smile on your face? Officer, why are you unzipping your pants? Officer, you're getting too close to me. You're invading my personal space. You're... Officer, oh, you just shot your load of spunk down my throat. Now can I go?